Welcome to the Unspoken Wounds podcast. On this podcast, I share the things I've learned, moments I cherish, and lessons I've learned. As a way to inspire and encourage others, I candidly share my own life lessons, and today I'm sharing my lesson on moving without passion. Stay tuned. So, in my last episode, I promised I'd be back on Thursdays, but today is Friday again, so I'm sorry, but today worked out best, so I might be actually moving to Fridays after all. I don't know yet. It's just seeming to work out best this way, but my goal is to at least release one episode every week, so as long as I can do that, then I'm doing something right. But thank you for tuning into this episode, in episode zero, which was an unofficial episode to season one, because I just had to get that off my chest. So if you haven't heard it, go listen to it. I just had to get that out, like I said. So this is the first official episode of season two. Whoop, whoop. Thank you for coming back. If you are from season one and into season two, thank you. I really, really appreciate you. And if you are a new listener, thank you as well. Go ahead and check out season one. So I was looking at my analytics and I realized that I actually have a decent amount of male listeners. And usually when I speak, my target audience is women. So I'm trying to become more open-minded when I am speaking on things so that it can reach those, so that it can reach everyone who's tuning in. Another thing I want to say, this is like a disclaimer. When I speak on things, I'm really just speaking from experience. I'm not trying to speak from a place of knowing it all. I don't want people to think that I have it all figured out and that I know exactly what I'm doing out here, because I don't. Like, I'm really just trying to help other people get through situations that are similar to things that I've went through. And as long as I'm doing that, then feel like I'm doing something right, and I might as well continue this podcast, right? Anyways, if you are a listener and you have topics that you want me to speak about or advice that you want me to give, please send me a message. You can do it through the Anchor app, or you can do it through this podcast DMs on Instagram, and the handle is @unspoken.wounds, because I really want more things to talk about. Like, I have a whole list of things I want to talk about this season, but I just don't know if it's going to connect with people enough. So send me messages about what you want advice on. And I don't care what it is. Like, I love talking to people. Like, I would even just include it in a little segment. But yeah, that's one of the goals for this season. And another thing I am adding. So I took out all of the segments from last season, and I added just one for this season, and that is going to be an oracle card reading at the end of each episode. And so oracle cards are cards that are basically supposed to be like guided messages from your angels and ancestors. So I'm gonna pull at least one or two, one in general and then one on love, maybe even more, not too many though. But it's just going to be general. It's going to be for anyone who may be listening for the week. I'm really getting into that. Now, I'm not like an expert on reading that, but I would say I'm pretty decent so far. My mom is a tarot card reader, so I really just watch her do that and try and learn from her as much as I can. And I just feel like it's something I should implement. But anyways, today I want to share my lesson on self-worth and finding my self-worth, do things that I do on a daily that I almost gave up on. So in last season, I did share that I went through this phase where I felt like giving up on things that I was doing when I didn't get the support of people who I thought I should get support of. And I just thought that maybe I was on the wrong path, you know, maybe this wasn't going to go good. And I'm not going to lie, in the first few seasons, or not first few seasons, first few episodes of season one, I only had about 10 listeners per episode. And that really it really messed with my head because I'm like, okay, maybe people don't actually want to listen to me. And then I had to come to this point where I realized I don't care if it's, you know, one person listening to you, you're connecting with them, like you're helping them get through something. So that's why I really appreciate people who tune in and listen to me so much, because it's not the funnest thing to do to sit and listen to someone talk for 20 minutes. Because on average, that's how long my episodes were in last season. But when I realized that, it really changed the way that I just moved about everything else in my life. And I'm the type of person, when I start something, I really don't like to end it, because I always feared, like, people think that I can't stick to one thing. Although I've pretty much always been that way in my life. Like, I can pretty much stick to something and see it through. But there are those things that you just can't. And so I would go back to my hairline. As you know, if you're back from season one, I mentioned that I wanted to start a hair care brand, and I honestly brought the materials, the labels, and somewhere in the last few months, I really just realized, no, this is the one I want to do. I had gotten this wave of thinking that I had to be caught up in what other people were doing. Like, I've seen so many other entrepreneurs, like, I want to do that too, be in that industry. You know, things like that. And I realized, like, you can do that, but it doesn't necessarily have to be that. And while I would love to dabble into that, I'm really just trying to focus on one thing at a time, because I was trying to throw myself into too many things and I would kind of crash out mentally, even just trying to think of how to do it and put it together. Because this is what it really is. You need passion behind whatever it is that you do, whatever it is that you work on. Because if you don't have passion, if you're not passionate about it, then you will literally burn yourself out trying to do 100 different things. You can literally do 100 different things, and if you don't have passion behind any of those things, then you're getting nowhere. Just to kind of recant what I just said, I guess. But I really just want to emphasize that point. Because so often we try to obtain this larger goal that we have when we think that we need to do multiple things to get to that goal. When in reality, if we just focused on one thing and gave it our all and committed and put passion behind it and devoted ourselves and committed ourselves to it, we would definitely see the results we needed. But a lot of us give up fast, and a lot of the times we're right to where we want to be so bad, and then we give up because we're like, oh, it's taking too long, or we just get impatient. And a lot of the times when other people don't see the beauty in it, you know, that fucks with our head too, and it's not up to other people to see how good of an idea it is or the potential in it even. So I knew that I wasn't where I needed to be as far as my hairline. I knew that I wasn't passionate enough about it at the time. Now, I do have a strong interest for it, so I do plan on, you know, getting back into it, but I'll definitely give it more of my time and attention. I feel like when you are on the path to doing what you're supposed to do, you'll know, because other things that align with where you're supposed to go will come along the path of what you're doing and not alter it and not derail it, you know? So, like, for this podcast, I created the Unspoken Wounds Guided Journal, and it honestly was something that I didn't really think of because, I did think of it. It's my original thought, but I've seen this other podcast, and let me shout out Jasmine Shaw. Her podcast is Just Glow With It, and she has these really pretty Glow Girl sweatshirts. And I thought, what is something that I could give my audience that they might like as well? And so I came up with the Unspoken Wounds Guided Journal. And let me just say, it is $35, and people might be like, $35 for a book, like, that's absolutely crazy. But if you can spend $40 or more on a piece of clothing that you might only wear a few times, if even that, why not spend it on something that's going to help you elevate, you know? Buy it for your sister, your mama, your girlfriend, or yourself, depending on whoever is tuning in right now. But honestly, I put so much work into that. And I really put prompts in there that I feel like will help people discover new layers of themselves. So check that out as well on our Instagram page. But anyways, so like that came along and it just felt right. Like, I feel like that's another way to help people. And so I know that I just have to keep going and doing what I'm doing and trusting in God and trusting that He's leading the way to me. Because in the beginning as well, when I wasn't getting the support and I felt like maybe I was on the wrong path, I really just wanted to give up. And then I started having people send me like these kind messages, and then people left me reviews here and there. And even as of just recently, someone sent me a message and it really made me cry because I don't want to cry now. I'm such an emotional person. This is, but it was just a really sweet message. And they tell me like they really love what I'm doing and to keep doing it. And stuff like that just really pushes me, because sometimes people need that, y'all. Like, it's so important to be kind to people. And I don't know how much I have to stress that, but being nasty to another human is really just one of the most nastiest things. Like, it's unnecessary. People go through so much in their personal lives. Like, I'm sure you're probably going through something, or there's something you might be stressing about. And if you're not, and life is going good for you, then I'm happy for you. But it's still important to be kind, because there are people who are going through daily struggles and mental struggles, and especially in this winter time, trying to hold up and keep afloat and just even get out of bed is hard. So it's just, spread kindness, say hi to your neighbor, you know, we all walk in each other home. And speaking of things like that, I do want to say, because I really want to share this, because I feel like I need to get it out, because it was in my dream, and maybe there's someone who's listening who needs to hear this as well. But I was having this dream, and I remember this part very vividly. I was running away from this guy in my dream, and I don't know who this dude was. He had, in my dream, I affiliated him with the government trying to come after me, but I don't know, it was just some random dude. And he goes, as I'm running out the house to get away from him, he goes, wait, I can teach you how to use your gift too, you just have to show gratitude. And I thought about that the whole day after I woke up, and I realized that I had got to the point where I stopped giving gratitude and appreciation, and I was just used to the good things in my life, or used to things flowing well for me, you know? And it's so important to just let God know in the universe that you are appreciative and that you're thankful, because things can be so much worse for you. And for a lot of us, we come from nothing and we are working very hard to get to a whole lot of something, and that's not an easy process. So slow down and give yourself grace for sure. And just have those moments of appreciation. Do self-care. I know it's hard. Like I said, in this winter time, it is very depressing. Some days I don't even be feeling like getting out of bed, y'all. Like, I know the struggle is hard. And I don't think I've ever experienced seasonal depression as bad as I have experienced this season. And I just thank God I didn't have depression prior to that. Like, well, I wouldn't say that, because y'all know I had depression, but like, I didn't struggle with depression in the months leading up to the winter hitting. So I feel like that really helped me a lot. But there are just a lot of things that a lot of us are going through collectively, and the issues might be different, but the toll that it's taking on us is just overwhelming sometimes. So give yourself grace. So overall, in conclusion, I really just, when I made this episode about self-worth, I really just wanted to show how I doubted myself and I let go of something that I knew wasn't for me at the time. And I realized that everything I'm doing right now is meant for me, and I just have to quit doubting it, and I have to trust God. And I'm not trying to be a preacher, but getting closer to God will definitely change your life, y'all. Like, and I'm not telling you have to. Like, I'm not affiliated with a religion, but I follow God in a way that feels most fulfilling to me, that feels right to me. So I'm just absolutely in love with what's to come. And I know there are bumps in the road, and it won't be smooth sailing the whole time. And trying to find another saying, but it's not coming to mind. But the point is, I know like the rest of the year isn't going to be completely smooth, and there's going to be things that affect my mental health again, and there will be points and times where I get stressed. But trying to, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, y'all. I just came from the gym and I need to eat. But trying to, and now I just forgot what I said. Anyways, I hope y'all got a good message out of this episode, because honestly, I was just kind of ranting and I wanted to get all of that off my chest. So, shall we dive into this oracle segment? And please listen to it, because there might be something in here that you need to hear. So, let's get into it. All right, so I went ahead and I pulled three cards, and I did that off the mic because when I shuffle and pull a card, I really just like to shuffle until cards jump out, and that can take a few minutes, and I just didn't know how long it could take or would take, so I did it off camera. But we have three cards here. The first card says, clearly decide what you want so that it comes to you now. And then we have heart-to-heart conversations. Honestly discuss your feelings with each other. And then we have ask for help from others. So you might be going through, you might be in your head a lot and trying to decide on a situation. Could be between two people, a decision for work. But it's saying here that you just need to be clear and honest with whoever the situation is about. Ask for advice from others if you need to. So ask for advice from people around you that you trust most, so that you can maybe make a more clear, better decision for yourself. But at the end of the day, you know what's best for you. Just tap into yourself and get in tune with your intuition. Things will definitely start coming to you. But the most important thing is to decide clearly on what you want so that it comes to you. This is like the power of manifestation. When you are intentional with your life, you'll definitely start seeing things aligning for the betterment of self and just moving forward with everything. So I hope this episode was a good episode. And thank you for tuning in again. Next week, hopefully I get to release on Thursday, but if it's Friday again, y'all, I might just be moving to Friday. So I hope this episode helps you get through something that you might be going through. And if you are going through something, I am definitely sending love to you. You can message me. I like giving advice. I love talking to people. My friends think that I'm very level-headed when it comes to giving advice. So, and the most important thing is that it will be a secret between us, especially if you wanted to stay that way. But just keep going, man. It's so easy to give up and to want to stop doing what you're doing when you're overwhelmed, but somebody needs your service, or help, or what you're doing, whatever it is. So just keep your head up. Trust me. Keep that chin up. Until next Thursday, this is Destiny signing off.